Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Thanks for being here. James Vanderloo is the station manager and head at OEC Group in Milwaukee, a global freight forwarder and leading company in trans-Pacific trade. James, I appreciate you taking time this morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. It's great to be with you.
All right. So President Trump has indicated that he's going to pursue aggressive tariff policies, which, you know, could have mixed effects on the economy, especially here in Wisconsin. I just want you to kind of level set, if you will, for us on the why and how of tariffs.
That's a really great question, and I know it's been on everyone's mind and kind of how this all goes. So, you know, just to kind of summarize, tariffs are effectively taxes placed on, you know, traditional importers. And they're usually used against countries that are seen as using nefarious trade practices. In this particular administration, it's being tied to other things. In the case of Mexico and Canada, to things like immigration and that, and fentanyl usage through the border. But, you know, really what it is it is, you know, it's meant to make industries in the United States more competitive. But, you know, what the net result of it is typically higher prices for those consumers in terms of any kind of leveling out over the long term. And specifically in the short term, you know, we definitely will see some you know, tightening of the wallets, as it were.
Yeah. And how do you foresee the tariffs specifically kind of having an impact on the cost of goods for U.S. manufacturers?
So where it really hurts manufacturers is going to be on their inputs. And also beyond that, if we get in the case of retaliatory tariffs, you know, that's hurting businesses in the long run. For instance, you know, if there were companies that decided to nearshore their manufacturing, bring some of it back to maybe Mexico, Canada, versus traditionally being in China, if there's now retaliatory practices which make it more difficult to you know, import into Mexico or to manufacture here and then export out of the different countries, we're already seeing storage charges and warehouses go up. We're seeing transportation charges go up because they need, you know, they need to deliver things via truck where they haven't had before. So all of these little, you know, sort of a death by a thousand cuts where you've got all these additional costs that sort of add up to a higher cost. And then ultimately the business has to decide whether to absorb that or, you know, in talking with a lot of businesses around here, that doesn't really present itself. They have to pass it on to the consumer in order to stay afloat.
Yeah. We are talking with James Vanderloo, station manager and head at the OEC Group here in Milwaukee. So, James, I mean, you mentioned local businesses and the clients and partners you work with. How are many of the Wisconsin businesses preparing for potential tariff increases right now?
So the best thing you can do is really just get out there and research. If you haven't done it already, you know, look at where your raw materials are coming in from. You know, how far are you exposed? I certainly didn't tag this line, but I like it. Instead of thinking of things as supply chains, think of them as supply webs, meaning that you're not necessarily open or privy to one specific thing. I've been talking to a lot of people that, you know, are looking at, hey, what's it like sourcing raw materials from India versus China? What's it like, you know, how does that lifeline of a shipment work? And there are differences and there are things that they want to consider in terms of not just the cost, but, you know, how easy is it? Where is the infrastructure currently set up? So really getting out there, doing your research, having a lot of options and plans to sort of diversify your supply chains. That's really the best thing you can do. And it's tougher on small businesses. And that's kind of where I always, you know, I always look to, you know, maybe it's a smaller business doesn't have the ability to look out there. So, you know, really meeting with people. I know a lot of people in our industry are very open to receiving calls, discussions about it. So I think that's really the best advice that I can give at the current moment, because there's just so much that we don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that uncertainty is ultimately what kind of hurts businesses.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts on possible impacts to traffic at the Port of Milwaukee. It's probably a little early to tell there, but, you know, what advice you would have for businesses looking to kind of restructure their supply chains in response to potential tariff changes that are coming. You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ. Wow. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Yesterday, President Donald Trump said, we will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich our citizens. The OEC Group is a global non-vessel operating common carrier that provides ocean and air freight, customs brokerage, cargo insurance, and technical services. It expanded its operations into Milwaukee in 2022, and James Vanderloo from OEC Group joins us on the phone this morning. So, James, in your experience, how have previous tariffs impacted regional manufacturing and supply chain operations here in Wisconsin?
So initially there's an uptick of, you know, like if you need to get whatever is being under that proposed tariff, they'll typically give you a list. They'll give you a little bit of time to do that. And then you obviously have a rush in ordering those shipments. Once that's done, you know, that's kind of where, you know, where it sort of is ended in the previous term. So we had an initial burst to the manufacturing. And I think that's what's really important about this plan is like the tariff is one thing. Mm-hmm. We need to also have a plan of like, how are we going to bring back this manufacturing and what's sort of the way to either through tax cuts to manufacturers here in the U.S. Those are all things that we didn't really learn from the first time. I will say businesses have learned a lot. They've sort of strengthened a lot of their supply chains since the initial round of tariffs. So I think they're a little bit more prepared. Mm-hmm. But again, just the uncertainty of what's going to happen, what exactly is going to be proposed. It's changed so much even after the last couple of months, whereas it, you know, 70% China, 10% China, 20% Mexico, 25%. It's all of that uncertainty has made it really difficult for people to plan. We don't really have the opportunity to plan ahead because we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We can just sort of plan sort of an all-encompassing, okay, well, these are all of our contingency plans, but we don't really have a firm, right, you know, guidance in place.
Yeah, and we've had such an explosion of increased business and tourism, actually, at the Port of Milwaukee. Do you think, is it too early to tell what the impacts on a really hyper-local level at the port maybe?
It is a little bit, although I would always encourage that we further utilize our inland waterways. I think it's a great resource that we have that's often underutilized. The main reason for that is that a lot of that traffic is going through the St. Lawrence Seaway, which is through Canada. And a lot of that, those goods, which is like iron ore, seeds that were, you know, grain that we're feeding sort of to Europe and other countries. A lot of that stuff is very, you know, the time is not very sensitive on any of those materials. So it's going to be very high bulk commodities, you know, things that don't really have a high value, but it's, you're shipping a lot of it, or you're shipping large pieces of, you know, various machine components, you know, refineries, different things like that. It is a little early to tell exactly because, just like I said, we don't even know exactly what if things are being tariffed across the board or if it's going to be specific commodities. So that doesn't really tell us, but I do think that it opens up opportunities for us to re-examine our inland waterways and see if we could, you know, bring more impact into the area. I've checked out some of the modifications they've done to the Port of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. It's really great what they've done, and I would encourage everyone to check that out as well. It's pretty impressive.
And then let's look at kind of both sides of the coin, and you mentioned it earlier, but what possible retaliatory measures from our key trading partners, you know, we have Canada, Mexico, and China. What impact could those have on prices locally?
Mainly, it's. I mean, yes, it will certainly be some of machinery and certain kinds of components, but mainly it's the farmers that typically are the ones that suffer because of any kind of retaliatory trades. We at the United States feed a lot of our people. For instance, China imports a lot of soybeans from Wisconsin. Similarly, ginseng.
Yeah.
Our ginseng in Wisconsin is seen as one of like the best in like the world, and obviously in Chinese medicine that's a bit more it's a bit more utilized, but it's seen as a high value commodity. What happened with the previous tariffs is that China ended up sourcing a lot of their soybeans from Brazil. Now we've seen sort of geopolitical things going on between Brazil and China, so it really just opens up the door for places to look at other sources of material. Just the same advice that I would give people. Looking, you know, at other sources, you know, that will certainly be advice that other countries will be receiving who are receiving our goods and types of any type of retaliatory tariffs. So we'll see if they subsidize it again, if they subsidize the farm industry and some of our agricultural goods. But those tend to be the things that suffer the most with any type of retaliatory tariffs against the United States.
Yeah, keeping an eye on prices in that agriculture sector for sure, particularly, as you said, dairy, corn, soybeans, cranberries, and even ginseng. I mean, they're all going to face additional challenges if we have retaliatory tariffs imposed, for sure. All right, James, I appreciate your time this morning. Have a great rest of the week, and let's stay in touch as new orders unfold in the new administration.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. James Vanderloo from the OEC Group. The OEC Group here in Milwaukee, a global non-vessel operating common carrier that provides ocean and air freight services.